Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
This is Troy Nicolini with the National Weather Service with your community comment. I've been advocating for the National Weather Service to adopt a new command system for running our operations. Command what, you say? I know, unless you've been in the military, most of us don't come into contact with command systems very much. Sure, if you watch movies or TVs and you've seen people in the military saluting one another and following orders, and you've seen the notion of rank that establishes who gets to tell who what to do. And it turns out that the military command systems are well established and universal in the U.S., in the military. It turns out that folks in the firefighting community developed a command system years ago that's different than the military command systems in several key areas. This effort actually started with wildland firefighters in California and eventually became the standard command system throughout the nation. It's called the Incident Command System, and it's now used by all federal, tribal, state, and local agencies nationwide that respond to emergencies or disasters. This universal use of the Incident Command System is why a group of firefighters in Humboldt can go help out some other fire department anywhere in the nation and integrate into that team completely seamlessly. So consistency is a key part of the Incident Command System, but that is true also of military command systems. Now, the big difference is how a person's job title translates into the command system. In military command systems, for example, if your job title is captain, then you're a captain in the command system. In the Incident Command System, your job title may not translate to your position in the command system. So, for example, a fire chief may not take over as the top person in the Incident Command System just because their title is basically the top dog. But why would they ever not take over the top person position in the Incident Command System, right? Well, or in other words, why is firefighting so different than the military? Here's the difference in my opinion. Fire departments and emergency managers have to train as many people as possible to provide command during emergencies because history has shown that they never have enough people during major disasters, and furthermore, that when a disaster strikes, the most experienced person, say for example the fire chief, may not be there to make decisions. So in a nutshell, that fire chief is letting someone else take over the top position during an event to give them training to serve in that role and thereby building capacity for future events. I think this approach makes a lot of sense for the National Weather Service. We've been using it here at the Eureka office for a few years, and we now have many more people that can serve in any role in the command system. And frankly, that makes me sleep a lot better at night. This has been Troy Nicolini with your community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.